On the live line with us is Sherry Jacobus. She is a GOP strategist. She's a spokesperson for the GOP, political strategist, and all over cable news. Sherry, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Very nice to have you with us this morning. Last night in Alabama, was it an election or was it a verdict?
I think it was in many ways a referendum on Donald Trump and Steve Bannon. It was a verdict. In some ways, this was blood red Alabama. It is be impossible for any Democrat to win. And as we know, and as we saw, there was a huge attempt to try and sweep under the rug or deny that Roy Moore was, you know, has a long history of molesting young girls, trying to date teenagers, you know, the whole ugly past. There's also a lot of racism, anti-Semitism coming forward. And I think in many ways, part of the culture in Alabama was there's a big light shined on it. And in some ways, people were shamed. They had to finally think about what they were doing. But it was uncomfortably close. But look, this was a huge loss for Donald Trump and for Steve Bannon. It's not, and even though Roy Moore lost, I think that's better for the Republicans. But this is going to be an albatross around their neck. For a long, long time, of all Republicans, for quite some time, as it should be. And I wrote about that. I just posted something at thehill.com talking about just that.
Yes.
You know, I was sort of wondering what the Democrats were actually rooting for yesterday. Did they want Roy Moore to win, or did they want their Democrat to get into the Senate? Because it's going to stick around. The Republicans clearly need to change their perspective heading into 2018, or they're going to get swamped.
Yes, I think at this point, any Republican incumbent or candidate for office, or federal office especially, who even remains silent on this issue, and by the way, who remains silent on what Donald Trump tweeted about Senator Gillibrand of New York, which was just unbelievable that he is doing this on the job. It is sexual harassment. It is, any Republican, anybody remaining silent on that will be considered complicit as well. You cannot sit by and you can't just hide out and not want to comment and then later on say, well, you know, I didn't support him on this, as well as the multiple accusers of sexual harassment, of sexual assault, credible accusers of Donald Trump. Remaining silent is complicit at this point. And if you don't see that as a Republican candidate or incumbent, you're going to be paying the price down the road. I think this played a role in Alabama yesterday. People, little by little, are finally accepting the fact that it is not okay. The Me Too movement is not going away. And I think a lot of women are finding their voice who perhaps before had been too afraid to speak up. There's many of us who have, you know, we've gone through this for our entire lives, and we're just not taking it anymore. We're taking that chance of stepping forward. But I think the big news in Alabama, we're not feeling it now because it's been such an ugly race, and I think we're all still stung by that. It's been a really rough couple of years, in fact, in politics. But when the smoke clears and we're really able to see something really fantastic for democracy happen last night, is this bright light that was unexpected, and that was African-American voters coming out. 30% of the voting yesterday was from African Americans in Alabama, who really had no reason to turn out. They turned out in higher numbers than they did for Barack Obama because they are Americans. Whatever hyphen you have, whatever is before that hyphen, they were Americans. This was a really wonderful thing. It restored my faith in the beautiful American democracy that we had fellow citizens who, in a special election in an off year, said, yep, we're going to do this. We're going to do the right thing. And it kind of makes you believe again in America. It's very uniquely American that citizens will come out and do that when there wasn't any real incentive for them to do so. But, you know, I think those are our heroes yesterday.
Those are the high points. And Sherry, you're no stranger to Trump's Twitter tirades. You've been the object of those. But he has been, it seems like, bulletproof no matter what he says, no matter what he does. His endorsement of Roy Moore in last night's election, is that finally something that's going to make a dent in the Trump armor?
You know what? He's not bulletproof. He seems bulletproof in some ways. But when the rubber meets the road, and we saw in last month's elections. Look what happened in those off-year elections. And, you know, Trump lost. Republicans lost. And exit polling showed that overwhelmingly it was a referendum on Donald Trump. He has the lowest approval ratings of any president in history at this point in time. He is at 32%. Now, you have to remember, Richard Nixon was at 24% at the time he left White House, you know, because of Watergate. So, you know, how much lower can Trump go? I guess he can hit Nixon levels. He's able to use his Twitter account to absolutely bully people and to go out there with the, he's got millions and millions of fake Twitter supporters, by the way. These are bots, sock puppet accounts. There's no people behind them, or it might be one person operating multiple accounts. And these are mostly the people that do his dirty work, that swarm you and bully you and go after you. And then they get a little bit of help from Fox News and Breitbart and some real people. But the vast majority of this, it took me a couple of years to figure this out. But he launches these attacks to make it appear as though he has all of the support for an idea. Now, what happens then is there are some people who think, wow, I'm in good company if I support this. I can say these things out loud. I can be racist. I can be anti-Semitic. I can say these things about women. I can say these things, and it's okay now. I can show my face. Things that you never would have said out loud. I think we saw this in Charlottesville last summer,
yeah,
where you had people not with hoods over their heads, but showing their faces with their tiki torches. So there's this, Trump has created this false sense of community for racism, for white supremacism, for ideas that are un-American. And I think that's going to come back to haunt him. He can show it on Twitter, and he can scare some people. He can scare lawmakers into thinking, my goodness, if I speak out against them, I'll get swarmed on Twitter. Once people understand that these are not real people, once they understand that people are going to the voting booth and little by little doing the right thing, we saw it in Virginia, we saw it in Alabama, and we're going to see it again and again. 2018 begins in mere days, a matter of mere days. And I think that Republicans have a real comeuppance. We are going to see more and more anti-Trump Republicans, primarying Republicans who support Trump and support this garbage or pretend that this garbage isn't happening. People that deny that people who are trying to get rid of Mueller saying that this investigation is a witch hunt, people who are trying to shut down justice, that is going to backfire. And we see this now. You have a candidate in California. Doug Martin is running against Dana Rohrabacher. Rohrabacher is ground zero for, I mean, he is Putin's guy in Congress. He's being hauled up in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And you're going to see this, and it's an uphill climb. But once it gets traction, watch out. I still have faith in the American people. I still have faith somewhat in Republicans, although I think it's going to be a long climb back to for the party to come back from what they've allowed Trump to do to them and what they have, you know, signed
yeah,
off on.
It's basically going to be a very interesting 2018. There is no doubt about that. Sherry, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That is Sherry Jacobus. She is a GOP consultant. She's run a lot of GOP campaigns. Doesn't sound like it. Also was a media spokesperson for the Republican National Committee.